I guess they call them blackouts from drinking. It brought me to tears to think that, what did I do last night? I hope I didn't hit somebody on the road. I hope I didn't cause somebody to wreck coming home. And it just made me sick to my stomach that I was actually throwing up. And so I realized then how bad I needed Jesus in my life.
Sago, Skinagoga, welcome to the Storyteller. From the deserts of the Southwest to the frozen tundra of the North, and all across this great land there are stories, true stories of First Nations people whose lives have been changed forever, who are following Jesus Christ without reservation. Join us now as we listen to The Storyteller.
My name is Molly Littlejohn. I'm from Cherokee, North Carolina, with the Eastern Band of Cherokee Indians. And I thank and praise my God for letting me live this long. I had a pretty rough life, but when I think about my life back then, I think that sometimes that the Lord was there watching over me. And I just praise Him and glorify Him that He is an awesome, loving God. You can tell just what a loving God He is once you get to know Him, that you just can't help but wish that you could have known Him all of your life. I didn't become a Christian until I was in my late 30s or early 40s. And a lot of times when I talk to Him, I tell Him I wish that I had known Him all my life, which I knew of Him. We used to go to church when I was in elementary school, when I was in high school. But then being out with your friends of the world back when you're in the world, we got into drinking. And so I had some narrow escapes during those times, but nothing bad, except through my grandfather. He abused me and my sisters, two of my sisters, I believe. And even that, it wasn't as bad as some of my friends' abuse at their family's hands, and I thank God for that. But it did mess up my any relationship with men in my life, and I just have an aversion to men. I don't know how to say it. I realized I needed God in my life. I needed Jesus. I just got tired of drinking. Those two times that I guess they call them blackouts from drinking, it brought me to tears to think that, what did I do last night? I hope I didn't hit somebody on the road. I hope I didn't cause somebody to wreck coming home. And it just made me sick to my stomach that I was actually throwing up. And so I realized then how bad I needed Jesus in my life. But I thank God nothing happened. I finally got enough nerve to call my sister and ask her if anything bad had happened to me or if any accidents. And they said no. Said we went down to check on you when we went home. And said your car was at home. And said you didn't wake up. We knocked on the door. And so even then, I said, thank God, even though I didn't know God, but he protected me. Well, I told my friend, I want to quit drinking about a year, I guess, before that, and I would quit. And then she said she wanted to quit, but then about a month later, she'll call and say, take me up to get me some beer. So I tell her, okay, and I'd do all right for at least another month. And then she said, well, go ahead and get you a beer if you want one. I'll tell her no. And then finally, you know, I'd say, well, I guess maybe I might just drink one. So I would drink one, and then I'd tell her, I better go home. I'll be wanting another one. She'll say, well, maybe I'll call you next week and get me some more. Go get, take me and get me some more beer. And I'll tell her, well, so she'll call back. And I'd be strong for about 2 months, and then I'd drink and got started after a while back to a six pack. I'd buy myself a six pack. I think, well, I can handle that. And then one of my blackouts was after that. And so I finally told her, I said, I don't want to drink no more. I said, I didn't tell her I blacked out, because it wasn't something I wanted to talk about. It was something I was ashamed of. I thought, it don't happen. It don't happen to people that drink. It don't happen to, I didn't know of anybody that had happened to, you know, and so I thought I was the only one, and I was ashamed to tell anybody. And so finally she said, well, I said, and I guess about 3 weeks we drank beer on Friday night, and I told her, I said, I don't want no more. I said, let's go to church Sunday. And she'll say, all right, yeah, let's do. She said, Mom's been after me to go. So we went to church, and then the next weekend she wanted some beer on Saturday or something like that, you know. And so we didn't go, and her mom would tell me, well, call me. She said, you can ride with me. She said, so I'd tell her, okay, and which I didn't do. And so then I'd drink some more beer with her, and I'd tell her, let's go to church Sunday. So finally, we just quit, and we started going to church. She said, come down to my house, and we'll go together. So we started going to Aquinas Baptist Chapel, and I went to church from maybe February to April 1996. And a friend and her, well, my friend's brother-in-law, he realized that he wasn't saved, but he had been going to church most of his years from school, from high school, and thought he'd been saved, but the Spirit kept convicting him. So in April, one Wednesday night, we had a short meeting in the fellowship hall of our church at Aquinas Baptist Chapel, and the Spirit came, and I was saved that night. And I have been so thankful to God, and that He called me. I thank Jesus for His precious blood, and I thank Him for the cross, the old Calvary cross, and what He done for me. That He was betrayed by one of His disciples, and I have a hard time thinking about the pain that He went through for my sins, for the sins of every person that is willing to ask him to be their savior. The crown they put on his head, mashed down on his head, and the way they tore his body up by whipping him and hung him on a cross. I don't know if anyone else that would be willing to take that kind of pain for me. But he hung on that cross and shed his precious blood to wash away my sins and to save me from hell. Then he was buried for 3 days and 3 nights, and but he rose again, and so now death has been defeated by Jesus Christ, and he has saved me from hell and from a lot of heartache, a lot of hurt since 1996, and I just give him all the praise and the glory for willing to do that for someone whose life was in the gutter, that I don't have to live that life no more, that I can call him friend, my redeemer and my savior, and I can call the Lord God my father. I never realized what a beautiful life a person can live until I knew Jesus, and I have never gone back. I've never looked back. I would never go back. Through the strength of the Lord Jesus Christ holding my hand and knowing that Jesus is walking with me is the ultimate joy. It's the ultimate high that I get anymore. I have been going to church since 1996, and I enjoy it. I enjoy hearing God's word being preached and getting my toes stepped on ever so often, but that's the life I have chosen, is to live for God, to live for Jesus until I can see him face to face and praise him even more.
Can you hear the gratefulness in Molly's voice? She's given some real thought to what Jesus did for her. She didn't know anyone who would be willing to take that kind of pain for her. No one but Jesus Christ. My friend, he didn't just suffer for Molly. He died, was buried, and rose again so that we all could be saved. But only those who trust him will be forgiven. We read in the Bible, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." What about you? Have you received God's gift of forgiveness? When you do, and when you consider what it cost him, you will be grateful too.
Want to know more? Please visit our website, withoutreservation.com, and click on the tab New Life. You can also write to us at The Storyteller, P.O. Box 1001, Bemidji, Minnesota, 56619. Our phone number is 877-766-4648. You can also find us on Facebook at Without Reservation. Want to take The Storyteller with you? Be sure to download our app. Thanks for listening, and remember, the greatest story took place at the cross. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Friends, there are more amazing stories to tell, so be sure to join us again next time as we listen to The Storyteller.